Welcome to Chasing Greatness. This is the podcast where we help you win at work, win at home, and win in life. And maybe you're winning in all three this week because your spiritual side of your life has made some progress as you've been listening the last couple of days. We've been talking about spiritual disciplines here, which we normally don't talk about. We talked about discipline a couple of weeks ago, physical discipline, our eating and our exercise and financial discipline. I mean, all kind of ways we can discipline ourselves, our schedules. We can build, you know, margin into our schedules and a lot of things that we can do. Our lives are largely a result of our habits. But when I think about this idea of discipline, I don't hear very many people talking about the power of spiritual disciplines. Spiritual disciplines, they position us to, or really draw us closer to God when we discipline ourselves spiritually, and it positions us for Him to do things in our life. Well, today, after the last couple of days of reading, and we talked about prayer yesterday, if you're not a prayer, I would encourage you to listen to that. Just some simple childlike prayers we gave you yesterday that you could pray and maybe even start down that road for the first time. But today, let's talk about a third one, and this one's going to surprise you. It doesn't sound like a spiritual discipline, but it actually, I believe it is. It's you know, we read, we plan, we pray, and today let's talk about how we plan. Do we plan? Do we have a plan with our life? Now, we talk about this in the business world a lot I say we talk about this in the business world. We have a metaphor we use in the business world when we work with organizations that are chasing high performance that is similar to this idea of planning here that it's talking about. And that is, we talk about the difference in a game of checkers versus a game of chess. Checkers is very reactionary game, very simple, just a couple of pieces, or one piece, really. I mean, you get the kings, that's good, but I mean, every piece does the same thing. There's no variety at all. And yet we live in a world, if you're leading an organization or a team, you can't fly by the seat of your pants and play checkers. You're not putting out fires. We're not, you know, confusing activity with accomplishment, and just, you know, if we're not careful, we'll miss there. And so let's make sure that we're thinking a few moves ahead, like a chess grandmaster would. There's strategy involved. Every piece is unique. And when you think about your schedule right now, do you spend time planning? Now, when we plan, we can plan. Physically, and that's not the way to say it. We can plan on earth. We can have an earthly plan. Let's say it that way, as a result of this conversation we're having this week about the spiritual side. But what would it look like if you have a spiritual plan? Now you're going, man, you've gone way off the deep end here this week talking about this. Well, I told you I was going to give you a verse a couple of days. There's a verse in Proverbs. It's an old proverb, actually. It says this. It's Proverbs 16:3. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. What would happen if you had this great plan, great business plan, great family plan, you got a community plan, your kids got a little t-ball team or a soccer team plan, you know, you got plans for your syllabus, for your academics, we got all these plans. Well, what if we committed those things? What if we committed our plans to God and we just said, hey, God, would you bless my plans? I love this verse. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. If you don't commit to God, you just say, I don't care whether heaven blesses me or not, then don't expect to be blessed by heaven. But if you really take this verse literally and think about the planning that you've done, again, don't fly by the seat of your pants. You got to have a plan. But once you have a plan, I want to challenge you to, maybe this will be another prayer that we could pray. God, will you just bless my plan? And so just that simple today, do you have anything you're planning to do? Ask God to be in on that. It's, if you want to position yourself, if you want your soul to be healthy, you want your soul to be vibrant and life-giving to those around you. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to help those around you. You're chasing greatness, right? You want to help the people around you win as well. You want to be a servant leader, all these things. Let's commit to the Lord whatever we do, knowing that our plans will succeed. I think that's a great promise there. And I've never known God not to keep his promises. And so But how many times have I planned stuff and I haven't prayed and said, God, would you get in on this? I mean, I forfeit a lot when I don't do that. So I want to encourage you today to do some planning, but let's let God in on our plan. If you do that, you're going to position yourself for his blessing. That's what the Bible says. And so let's don't miss out on that. All right. I know we're off. We may be in deep water here with some of you. You're going, I don't know what's going on here, but I wanted to share some of this. We don't talk about the spiritual side of our lives anywhere we go. Who's helping us think about this? And so I wanted to spend some time here with all of you. I love you so much. I appreciate our downloads are growing. We have more downloads than we've ever had. Last week was our biggest week ever. It's crazy. You guys keep sharing with your friends and helping us out and spreading the word. It's awesome. We love that. And we're excited about the future. But this one of the things I want is I want God in on what we're doing. And so I hope you will keep coming back here and keep encouraging the people around you to listen as well. All right. Love you guys. Make a plan, but let's let God in on your plan. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. We'll see you again tomorrow for more Chasing Greatness.